Hello and thanks for tuning in. For Municipal World, I'm Sean Meyer. This is the MW Shares podcast, where we share the stories of communities from coast to coast to coast. These are the stories of local government, the celebrations of success, the sharing of lessons learned, the cautionary tales, and the keen insights into what lies ahead for municipalities. Sean Meyer with Municipal World here at the AMO 2025 conference here in lovely Ottawa, where I'm speaking with professionals, public servants, politicians from across the municipal sector, including important people like my next guest, who I will let introduce himself.
I'm Jason Keeler. I am the Vice President of Transit Operations for the province of Ontario through Voyago Transdev.
Transit is something that's been discussed considerably here in this conference. Obviously, it's an important part of every municipality. It's particularly important and challenging for smaller rural municipalities. You guys know this. In fact, you know it so much that you've decided to put together a tool to help them accomplish it.
Exactly. I've been working with Dennis Carr and his team at Dillon Consulting around this very subject. We've attended AMO for a number of years, and often we'll come to this conference and individuals will approach us from small, urban, rural municipalities, and they all have the same challenge. How do we move our people?
Right.
People need to move. They need to move for medical appointments, for education, for employment, just for quality of life. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, we meet these individuals, we talk to them for a few moments, we give them a business card, but what if we could give them something else, a reference guide or a tool? So that's why we worked together with Dillon Consulting and Voyago Transit to come up with the Rural Transit Handbook.
Here it is.
Here it is, the hard copy thereof, but it is available through Municipal World and an upcoming webinar we're very proud of that we've worked very hard on. So what is the Rural Transit Handbook? It's a guidebook to help them along every step of the journey. Mm-hmm. Because the first step is, what is that first step? Where do we go? What do we do? How do we get the funding for this? So that's the first portion of the book. It explains to them what funding is available from a provincial level, from a federal level, what's available to them. Secondly, it helps them to design. Like, what type of system do we need? How big of a piece of equipment? A big bus or a small van? Mm-hmm. It helps them along every step of the journey. What type of system to design? Do I need software? Who is going to be eligible to ride and where will the buses even go? Mm-hmm. So this book is designed to help them as a guide and a reference they can take back to their communities. They can meet with the accessibility committees, the councils. They can talk through this. Is this right for us? Mm-hmm. Does it answer all of our questions? Of course, we're also available to help them through that whole process. Right. But we thought it's good to have something as a guidebook, you know, to help you on your journey as you want to start out in small steps to build up to and work with partnerships with other rural communities as well to develop what we would call a full spectrum of service.
Fantastic. This is something that you guys have been working on for how long?
10 years in the making, in essence, but over the past 2 years, we've really gotten serious about this, about a reference guide, again, to give something back to individuals, because we know there's turnover in municipals.
You know, time.
They have lots of turnover. So the book can also be there as, you know, something that's always there. So the next person walks in the door, they have something to refer to as well.
Sure. How did you put this all together? This is a lot of information.
It's a lot of information. We spent quite a bit of time just talking it out because we've been on both sides of the fence, the consulting side and the operation side. And we talked about all of those challenges that we know that every municipality has faced at one time or another and what was a potential solution. We don't have all the answers, but a lot of knowledge went into this, just best case practices, really.
Yeah. When you're watching this all come together and your team has been working a while on this, and then you get it in your hands. What did that feel like? This vast knowledge that you've been able to collect is now right here.
Well, it is rather surprising that just how much is involved. You just think of it in small doses because you go through the motions every day. But when you actually sit down and write it all out, you discover this is pretty complex stuff, particularly for somebody that's never experienced transit before, never really thought about it. There's a lot to cover. It's surprising. But at the end of the day, we're very proud of what we've accomplished here and put together. I'm not saying this is the official handbook, but certainly it will definitely help those individuals that just are putting the puzzle together.
I do like something that I know that you've mentioned in the past is that small municipalities, we used to think this is something, this is beyond us.
Yeah.
They didn't understand
No, there is a path forward, because we're talking about municipalities that might have a handful of employees, not necessarily a vast resource to pull from. Why was it important to you to speak to those people?
Because everybody matters. Everybody that needs some form of mobility matters. It isn't about size. I've always said, when it comes to public transit, it's not about nickels and noses. Mm-hmm. It's about quality of life and equity. Mm-hmm. Getting people where they need to be every day, because one person's journey might be the most important trip they take.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it's an essential service. And even more essential for people that are in remote situations and particularly need access to social agencies mm-hmm. that they otherwise wouldn't be entitled to get to. So this bridges those gaps for those individuals, particularly that are in a crisis situation.
You've been talking to your members, to your friends, to communities. What were they telling you? I'm guessing they were probably, oh, yes, please do this. We want this. What were you hearing?
We were hearing a lot of different feedback. It was really just, this is a great initiative for us because we don't have the answers mm-hmm. because there never really was a one size fits all. And there still isn't. Each sure. municipality is different. They have the different characteristics, geography, demographics. So there's always going to be unique challenges to overcome for each individual scenario. This book, again, won't answer all their questions, but it'll certainly point them in the right directions and help them to kind of connect the dots for themselves.
For sure. You did allude to the fact that there is an upcoming webinar at yep. Municipal World
yep.
that people will be able to soon purchase a free ticket for.
Yep.
Why was it important for you to launch it in that way? Why did you want to do this video presentation? Why did you want to reach the audience like this?
I think people really understand things when they can look at them and hear a conversation, two individuals kind of talking about those things that are relevant to them. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's something you can pause, you can dwell on, you can go back, you can re-listen to again. And also it gives you access to those two individuals. They're real human beings that you can right. reach out to and say, hey, I still don't understand what you mean when you talk about the difference between a flex route and an on-demand service.
Right.
Could you unpack that?
Sure.
And so this gives them that opportunity as well to connect with myself or Dennis through Dylan or even through Municipal World to find out more information.
Well, we look forward to giving them the opportunity to learn more and for more people to get their hands on this handbook.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Right here. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
No problem.